time for the, time for the little known black history fact. Brought to you by the Home Depot. Summer's best savings at the Home Depot, where you'll find the products you need for all your home improvement needs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. This is about the first sergeant. Today's armed forces features plenty of racial diversity. Mm. Much of that should be owed to First Sergeant Percy Ricks Jr.
Percy Ricks Jr.
Of Georgia. Percy Ricks Jr. was born in 1920 in the town of Adrian. In 1941, Percy Ricks Jr. attempted to join. He attempted to join the Army during the early stages of World War II, but was turned away because he was black. Mm. Couldn't even give his life.
Wow. No,
in 1942, he was drafted after Pearl Harbor. So, well, we need somebody now. So at the age of 26, with just 5 years of service, the first sergeant was appointed as the first black non-commissioned officer to lead a unit in 1946. To lead a unit.
Mm. What kind?
Okay. He led a military film training unit.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. A unit's a unit.
You got to start somewhere.
Not always, but you know.
All right.
And he retired as Master Sergeant in 1962.
Wow.
Come in and watch the movies I did. Yeah, we'll be done in a minute.
Okay.
Percy Ricks Jr. was honored by the Army in 2002. A room at the Signal Corps Museum in Fort Gordon was named after Percy Ricks Jr.
Oh, nice.
And he died in 2002. Read more about Percy. Percy Ricks Jr.
That's how he introduced himself, too, please.
Sergeant Percy Ricks Jr.
On blackamericaweb.com.